Jesus is still Lord and High Priest. Learn to be thankful and give Him praise. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for a Thanksgiving Day celebration on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Thanksgiving Day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'll tell you, Thanksgiving, and particularly for all of you that live outside the United States, Thanksgiving has been a very, very strong part of American life for a long, long time. I mean, it goes way back into the very beginning days of our heritage, and then finally it was made a part of our political government holiday, praise the Lord, because of our thanksgiving to God for the prosperity of this nation. Praise God. Father, we thank you for
it. Yes, we do.
We give you our thanksgiving today. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for all of your people all over the world as we lift up our voices and give you thanks. And we open our hearts, we open our minds today to receive very special revelation concerning this, the biblical anointing to give thanks. Very important, Lord, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's put your turkey leg down for a minute and let's talk about something from the Word of God. You're going to be glad you got hold of this today. There is a testimony that's coming up that is just dynamite, and you don't want to miss that. But let's open our Bibles to the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews today. We've been talking all week long about the receiving through the ministry of Jesus. John the apostle said in his letter in 1 John, he said he went to the cross so that we might live through him, so that not just get born again through him, but have our whole lives, this new kind of supernatural life through him. So we know the lordship of Jesus. Now we're talking about the high priestly ministry of Jesus. Let me read that once again here. A high priest, one authorized to administer, we get our word minister from that, to have charge of, to execute or carry into effect, to manage, to conduct, to furnish, to supply, to dispense, to distribute, to direct, to control, execute, superintend, to furnish help, or to be of service.
Praise God.
Now, Jesus is anointed as the high priest, for instance, of the tithe. He is anointed high priest over healing. He is anointed our high priest. But today we're going to see something about him in the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews. Seeing then that we have a great high priest passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession, or hold fast to our confession, holding fast to his word in our mouths. Hebrews 3, this began with, he is the high priest, the apostle, the one God sent and anointed to be the high priest of his words coming out of our mouth. Now then, let's take us a look here then, still in the book of Hebrews, let's go over here to this great 13th chapter where the apostle Paul is summarizing what he has taught in what he said was going on into advanced Christianity. Praise God. Notice, you remember he said, so then Christ Jesus, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. If he was ever high priest, he's still high priest.
Amen.
If he was ever the healer, he's still the healer. If he was ever Lord, he's still the Lord. Praise God. Thank God, glory, he never changes.
Thank God.
His word never
changes.
Praise God. Amen. Now notice this. In the 15th verse, 13th chapter of Hebrews, verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now notice it said, by him we do this. By him we give thanks. He's involved in this. This is not just, oh, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. No, there's much more to this. I'm telling you, thanksgiving and praise is the big gun of faith. You've heard me say that over and over again. I'm telling you, there's times when you stand on the word, and there's times when you believe, you receive, and you sow your seed, and you're doing all these things, and having done all to stand, you stand therefore, and it seems like you get right up to a certain place, and you're pressing through there. And it just seems like it just needs another kick for something to happen. I know that was true with the healing and the miracle that I received in my back. And you begin to praise God. Boom, man, I mean the power of God explodes. I don't understand all I want to know about this. This is a very serious thing with God, because you see it all the way from Moses all the way through Jesus. I mean, praise was a huge weapon. Now, let's look into this for a few moments here. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians, and let's see something about praise. We know considerable about praising our Father in the name of Jesus. And this is a very important thing, too, because Jesus, not only the high priest of our praise, but his name, in his name, whatsoever we ask the Father, he will give it us. John 16:23. Then the Apostle Paul said, don't be anxious about anything. Don't get all upset. Don't get afraid about something. He said, through prayer and thanksgiving. Notice how he put it, prayer and thanksgiving. Then he said, when you're praying, first of all, for kings and high priests and so forth, prayer and thanksgiving. The thanksgiving should be verse 2 of your prayer. I mean, it should always be couched in thanksgiving, because the moment you believe, you receive when you pray, then that's when you begin your thanksgiving. And he said, through thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. That's powerful, isn't it?
It really
is. Now, when you see what the ministry of Jesus is in all this, there's more to it than just trying to receive. It becomes a very, very powerful thing. Now notice this, Gloria. And in the 14th chapter, 1 Corinthians, this is the chapter on speaking in language that you had not learned. In the King James translation, it's called an unknown tongue. But unknown is in italics, and it literally means speaking in a language you did not naturally learn. So now notice, I want you to see something here in the 14th verse. All right, really, let's go to the 13th verse. Let him that speaks in a language he didn't learn pray that he interpret. For if I pray in a language, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with my spirit. I will pray with my understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. And you notice the word will there? This is an act of your will. This is not just waiting until some great ecstasy comes and, oh, that's wonderful. But you're wasting a lot of time if you're just waiting on that. This is I will. I make the decision to pray. Amen. I make the decision to sing. I make the decision to Mark 11:24, whatsoever thing I desire, when I pray, believe I receive it. I don't have to understand what I prayed for, I believe I receive it. I have to believe that what I am speaking according to this 12th and 13th and 14th chapters of 1 Corinthians is in the Spirit, speaks not unto men but unto God, and he speaks the perfect will of God.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So I know I'm praying according to the Holy Ghost here. Now, you remember what also happens when you do this? The word says you're building yourself up on your most holy faith. Why is it your most holy faith? Your head can't foul it up. And another thing is involved here. Your most holy faith is coming forth in the sacrifice of praise. Now, this thing is just
powerful.
It just starts compounding, and it's just all of the facets of it going to work at the same. He's just got a whole multitude of promises here coming to pass all at the same time. Now then, he said, I will pray. Now then, else when you shall bless with the Spirit. Now that tells us we have the authority and the power before Jesus, our high priest, to bless. To bless in the Spirit. But when you bless with the Spirit, now he's talking about specifically here, praying over your food. He said, now, if there's anybody at the table that doesn't understand what you're doing, then pray in your learned language and bless the food and so forth.
Father, thank you for this food.
Yeah, bless it in the name of Jesus. But it is Thanksgiving, isn't it?
That's right.
He said, we give thanks for it. It's Thanksgiving. So Jesus is involved because he is involved in sanctifying the food we eat. That's part of our promise here.
Yeah.
The blessing is the force that does that. But when everybody at the table understands and they've been baptized in the Holy Ghost and their language is available, woo, cut down on her, brother, praise God, and pray over the food and believe it's sanctified by prayer and thanksgiving in the Spirit. For verily you bless well. Now, look at the 17th verse. For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other's not edified. If they don't understand what you're doing, I'm not teaching on them that don't understand. I'm teaching you here on the fact that blessing in the Spirit, in tongues, in this special Holy Ghost prayer and praise language.
Utterance.
Yeah, utterance in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
When you're praying in the Spirit, you're praying over the food, you're praying over your children, you're praying to praise and to worship God, then we are verily giving thanks well. This is a good thing. Now, when you activate that in the Spirit, by believing you receive while it's still a mystery, and I also, in obedience to the Word here, I believe that I receive the interpretation of this so that my mind becomes fruitful. Now, it may just come right out of your mouth in English. It may come as an inward witness. We're not talking about ministering to the church or ministering by the ministry gift of tongues. We're talking about this prayer ministry that is in the life of everybody that's born again if they just learn how to release it. It's there. The moment you made Jesus the Lord of your life, he's your high priest, the language is in there. Now, When you move into that area of Acts chapter 2 and being baptized in the Holy Ghost is when you completely, totally surrender to him, and the last thing usually that's surrendered is this tongue. That's not the only reason for it, Gloria. That's our reason for it. God's reason was he took the tongue away from mankind at the Tower of Babel.
Yes, he did.
And on the day of Pentecost, through the blood of Jesus, he gave it back, praise God, only in a far greater dimension, in utterance, in himself, praise God.
Praise the Lord.
As we do this before Christ Jesus, oh, you're my high priest. Glory to God. Amen. You are my high priest. I offer the sacrifice of praise. Why is it called a sacrifice? There's a whole lot of time your flesh didn't want to do it. I mean to tell you, I was out on my porch this morning and my flesh didn't want to praise God. It didn't want to do anything but sit on that porch. And if it hadn't been for this broadcast today, I swear I'd be right now. I mean, we stay on the road and we preach and we go and we go and we go and then we come home and I don't want to do anything. So it was a sacrifice, but I did it and I said it out loud. I said, the only reason I do this, Lord Jesus, is because of my love for you and my heavenly Father and what you have done for me. I didn't feel a thing. And even moments before we started this broadcast. But as you begin to move and the anointing comes, your feelings begin to change. But that doesn't have anything to do with this. It has to do with results. It has to do with that moment when the Spirit of God says, you better pray for John. You better pray for Kelly. You better pray for Terry. You better pray for one of the grandchildren. You better pray for the church. You better pray for the ministry. You better pray over your trip tomorrow. You bet. And you don't know what's going on. Oh, how am I going to do that? God bless John. That never was enough. No, because not while he's got some car in midair upside down, or your children.
He was blessed. He lived.
He was blessed, yeah. Well, and because of our having the 91st
yes,
Psalm
right.
in our heart.
Thank God.
And because of confession before the Lord Jesus and every one of our children, for whatever reason, we were there in the Spirit, and the Spirit of God would say, Sakalabahrabonkum. I mean, the moment he said anything about it, just cut
right.
down on it. Make a difference whether you feel like it or not. And don't turn loose of it. Until that note of victory comes up in your spirit, you begin to think and say, "Ooh, hallelujah, glory to God, ha, 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 devil, you couldn't do it again." Amen. You're enforcing all the rules of the blessing. You're enforcing all these things. But let me tell you now, go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love, I am nothing. Now, prayer without faith doesn't work. Praise without faith doesn't work. And faith works by love. And so you make sure you keep yourself in the commandment of love and in a state of forgiveness at all times.
Yes,
I don't
right.
care how many times a day I say, baby, forgive me. Oh, yeah, and 10 minutes later, would you please forgive me? It may be 30 seconds after that the Spirit of God says, you better pray. You don't want to have to wait and waste time getting your own flesh right. You better be on target all the time, and you can just say, Jesus, you're my high priest. Let's go to work here. Amen. Gloria and I'll be back in just a moment.
I'm most thankful to God for His love for us and for my family. My family means everything to me.
Just suffering the way He did to give us healing and health and prosperity and relationships healed, and it's just amazing. I do think about it and just so thankful for that.
My family is most important to me, and I'm thankful for them at Thanksgiving time because they provide me with the support that I need.
Hi, I'm David Post. This is my wife, Pam. We're from Apple Valley, California. We own a restaurant in Lucerne Valley.
About 2 years ago, I awakened in the morning and I said, wouldn't the name Stake Your Claim be a cool name for a restaurant to do a steakhouse? I turned on the television set and Gloria Copeland says, we have to stake our claim. We have to use our faith. And I went, that's confirmation. So here we are. It's called Stake Your Claim. And, of course, STEAK for stakes, but...
Well, Pam, you wrote us a letter and told me about a situation that happened with your son.
My son, who is in the military, he joined back in February, and he's been going through basic training. He's now in paratrooping school. And on Tuesday morning, I was just impressed by the Holy Spirit that I needed to start praying for him. And, of course, Sister Gloria has been doing Psalm 91, and so I memorized Psalm 91, and especially the part where it says, there shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling, for he gives his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. So I called my son on the phone. I began to pray in the spirit for him because I just had this unction. I called him, and I called his cell phone. He didn't answer, and I said, son, I just want you to know I'm pleading the blood of Jesus over you, and I quoted that scripture over him. And I said, I don't know what you're doing right now, but I just love you and just am believing for a hedge of protection about you. Click. That was it.
Well, then I got a phone call. It was Paul.
Hello.
And he told me I've just
hey, Paul, how are you?
Done my fourth jump. And I said, well, great. Now it's easy, right? It's easy. You just open the door to the airplane and you just jump. And he said, well, I wouldn't say that. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, don't tell my mom. But we jumped today, and as soon as I went out the door, he said his chute became hopelessly entangled. He was hopelessly entangled with another guy's lines. Well, he said he was upside down with his rifle and his gear hanging down, and his parachute did not open and came up over his own head. So now he's upside down. He's hurtling toward the ground. They're only 1,500 feet up. He doesn't have any time for this. And there's another guy down there, too. And there's a guy on the ground with a bullhorn. They're close enough to the ground they can hear this guy. And he says, climb down the rope. And he's supposed to climb down upside down and grab the other fella so that they can maybe deploy a parachute. And he's just messed up. Finally, the guy's parachute open and his chute halfway open. And they're spiraling to the ground, and they hit the ground. And he said, I hit the ground, rolled, and said, thank you, Jesus. I said, you tell your mom how you're doing. And I gave her the phone, and so she started saying, I left you a message.
Well, he had just heard it. He had listened to his messages. I said, what time were you jumping? And he said, Mom, I was jumping at the time that you were praying for me. And I said, whoa, I had to sit down. I was like, whoa. It's so important that we put a hedge of protection around our families on a daily basis. Plead the blood of Jesus over your family on a daily basis.
And your son hit the ground, but no bones were broken?
Nothing.
No, and the other guy's okay too.
How do you explain that?
Our God is God. That's how you explain it. The God that I serve is faithful. No weapon formed against me can prosper. And then I started thinking about Psalm 91 and how it says, there shall no evil befall me. If my son had fallen from the sky and had his body spattered and splattered all over the ground, that would have been evil for me. But the Bible says, no evil shall befall me. Just to hear him say, as soon as my feet hit the ground, Mom, I said, thank you, Jesus, because he knows. And he knows the Lord, and he says, my footsteps are ordered. He writes to me, and he says, my footsteps are ordered of the Lord. I've sent him all kinds of Kenneth Copeland material to pass out to all the other guys in his squad. I made him memorize Psalm 91, and I said, you have to quote that and know it in your heart. And so he has. And he says, oddly enough, they call them their battle buddies. He says, my battle buddy, his mom made him promise the same thing. So we've been helping each other learn it.
When Paul joined the military, at least more than one person said, your son's going to die.
He said, my son will live and not die. He'll declare the glorious works of the Lord. No. So you rebuke those words that they fall to the ground, and you just speak life into your child and into the situation, and it changes it.
And thank God for young men like your son that are going into the military to make a difference and take that life and the word in there.
That's right. And thank God for the revelation, knowledge that comes from heaven that is put on the prophets of the Lord that are here that we get to listen to. I mean, how awesome is that? I'm so thankful.
Gloria, that's great.
It is.
I'm telling you, in a parachute coming down like a rock.
That's for some car wreck.
Doing 120 miles an hour. Hit terminal velocity. Ain't no time to be thinking, well, now what was that prayer I was supposed to pray?
Yeah, that's
no,
right.
That ain't it.
You better have already prayed.
I knew. And I'll tell you something else. That's no time to have a mother and a daddy that walking around and say, I didn't know my boy going to get killed jumping out of them airplanes. I tried to tell that dummy not to do that. Oh, my God. And anybody my motorcycle, he going to die. Woo, mama.
Don't do it. Get on your face.
I bet you Paul's glad that wasn't his mama.
That's right.
Hey, he done. Well, Man, they talk
that is
that
a great
boy,
testimony.
The
Thank
word
God.
Of God and praise.
Praise you, Jesus.
I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Now let me tell you this. Don't wait until some disastrous thing comes and before you make Jesus the Lord of your life. Well, you know, Brother Copeland, I'm just not ready to do that right now. But before, you know, when the time comes, I will. That's just not good sense.
No.
The thing to do is make Jesus your Lord right now. I don't care where you are or what you're doing.
If you'd have known how good it is, you'd have done it yesterday.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Now, you just join Gloria and me in prayer and pray this loud enough you can hear it with your own ears. Oh, God in heaven.
Oh, God in heaven.
I believe I receive. Jesus as my Lord and my Savior.
Jesus as my Lord and my Savior.
Come into my heart, Jesus.
Come into my heart, Jesus.
I repent of the past.
I repent of the past.
I repent of all sin.
I repent of all sin.
And I turn it all over to you, Lord.
And I turn it all over to you, Lord.
I receive my forgiveness.
I receive my forgiveness.
I receive being filled with the precious Spirit of God.
I receive being filled with the precious Spirit of God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I don't care who knows it.
I don't care who knows it.
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed that with Gloria and me, I want you to let us know.
Praise
Use the information
the
on your screen. I want to send you 5 little books to help you get started studying your Bible. I'll send them to you free and postpaid, along with a little instruction sheet. I say little because it doesn't take a few minutes to read it. It's that easy. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving
yes.
Day. Gloria and I'll see you tomorrow. Remember,
Jesus is Lord.
If you've made a decision to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, the blessing is at work in your life right now. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to send you 5 books free. Log on to kcm.org to request your free salvation package today. Get ready to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with other anointed ministers from across the country and come together with believers from around the world. Join us at one of these life-changing meetings in 2008. Come to the Branson Victory Campaign March 6th to the 8th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Then to California for the West Coast Believers Convention June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location. Join us at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Then head down to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention from August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Come to the Great Lakes Believers Convention August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information on these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.